You're listening to 91.5 WFO Medford. This is the Astro Hour. That was Getting Out the Vote by John Williams off the soundtrack to Lincoln. Lincoln, a movie that I will just randomly watch periodically. I didn't even plan on it. You know how sometimes it's like, you know, I really want to watch that movie. I've seen it on Netflix a couple days. You know, I'm going to set aside time today to watch Lincoln or whatever. It was the other day I was studying and I was trying to write and could not. And I was like, oh man, you know, like, what, you know, what's great is that scene in Lincoln. I think it was either that or I thought of potentially like a, I was thinking of a Lincoln speech, or there's something that was sticking out of my head, and I was just like, huh, so let's see if Lincoln's still on Netflix. And I looked it up, and then I just watched all of Lincoln. It's so rare that I am able to sit through a 2.5 hour movie just in general, right, without like breaking it up. But that one, I just sat down and did it sporadically. It was insane. But that happens to me, honestly, like once every 4 months. I think the last time I watched Lincoln was like September. So, I guess that's 6 months ago now. But still, I watch Lincoln way too often. So amazing. So good. Perfect. Except for the last like 20 minutes. Last 20 minutes. Once they pass the amendment, you know, spoiler alert, the 13th Amendment gets passed, the movie kind of goes downhill. I didn't need to see Lincoln's death. I needed to see Lincoln pass the 13th Amendment. That's all I needed, you know, and like try to negotiate a peace a little bit, you know, give me like a little bit of a conclusion. But the conclusion doesn't need to be Lincoln getting shot. All right. They ended it with the second inaugural. Fine. Give me the second inaugural. That's cool. I don't need the psh, and then second inaugural. It's just kind of weird, you know. I feel like that was Spielberg reaching a little bit, you know. I don't know. Spielberg and reaching, two very, very intertwined concepts. My name is Zach Going. For those of you who don't listen to the show very often, and this is the Astro Hour bi-weekly radio show. Bi-weekly here meaning once every 2 weeks, not twice a week. That would be a little intense. Just a little bit intense. Got a lot of music for you today. By that I mean I have like 4 songs queued up, and the rest of them I'm going to have to make up on the spot. Got some conversation topics should a special guest appear. Whom that special guest is depends entirely on who I decide to text in the next 5 minutes. But here we go with a show that has a little bit of theming, but not much. And honestly, if I run out of music, I might just start playing interviews that I really like from the most recent week. Here we go!
What do we stand for? What? Say that. Excuse me, I want to hear what you said. What? Are we standing for luxury items? Well, we'll try. No. Yeah. Oh, well, look, we'll just do New England now.
from the outside, burned out from a joyride. She likes to roll here in my ashes anyway. Played from the bedside, still about starlight. There was my heart, the drums that start off night and day. The same kind of music haunts her bedroom. I'm almost me again, she's almost you. And I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart, don't ruin this song. Tell me who would I be thanking them? The number lovers of Duke Ellington. Do I owe each kiss to lip and cheek as soft as chicken sing? Let's get lost and let the good times roll. Let smoke rings from this paper doll blow sweet and thick till every thought of it don't mean a thing. I got some color back, she thinks so too. I laugh like me again, she laughs like you. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. It's still my foolish heart. Don't ruin this on me. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. It's still my foolish heart. Don't ruin this on me. I wouldn't know where. I wouldn't know. Far removed, I get along without you very well some other nights. Lord, the radio news reader chimes, reporting Russian lullabies. She'll turn to me awake and ask, is everything alright? And love.
And we're back. That was a lot of music. One of those was... Oh, there we go. I was trying to get a nice backtrack going, and I think that does the job just right there. I love it. I love Rock Band for making all of these instrumental tracks to songs available. So great. Anyway, that was a song from... the new Hozier album, probably the best song off that new Hozier album. What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, a classic. South American Folk Songs by the Modern Lovers. And, those are the only three that I played during that. Oh, no, and Garbage Truck by Sex Bob-omb. How could I forget Garbage Truck by Sex Bob-omb? That kind of accidentally played, but it fit, so I kept it going. I love it. Any of you who haven't seen Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, one of the greatest movies of the first 10 years of the millennium. I would say. Depends on where you define the millennium, right? It came out in 2010, right? Is 2010 still a part of the first decade, or is it the beginning of the second decade? Who knows? Who cares? Oh my gosh, and I have a special guest here today. Are you exhausted? Do you want to talk in a minute?
Yeah.
I texted Chris, 15 minutes ago to ask him to come.
I was at the gym.
He was at the gym. I knew you were at the gym. He's wearing a WMFO shirt, a shirt that I didn't even know we had.
Yeah.
Are we still selling those?
We don't sell them. We use them for donations.
I want one.
We give
give us a donation.
Can I give you a donation to have a shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Only during fundraising.
Yeah! Okay.
We live in a society of laws, sir.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care about your laws.
This is mic 3.
What are you, new here?
I mean, a little bit. We've also got a sick backtrack going. I don't know if you can hear that.
No, I can't.
Oh, we've got a sick backtrack going.
Oh my god.
It's Fleetwood Mac. How are you, Chris?
I went so snacky last night at like 3 in the morning.
No.
One of my friends is like, yo, wait, what's that app where you can get candy delivered?
I have no idea.
It's like something puff, go puff.
Oh, go puff?
Yeah. It's like for getting candy and snacks delivered at random times at night.
I love that. You can also use that to get like tampons and shit, I think, right?
I mean, I literally wouldn't know.
I don't know. But I think you can get anything.
Yeah, I mean, you can get anything.
Including candy.
It's super. I mean, I just want candy and some chips. So he was like, yo, let's get some snacks. And I was like, this is a bad idea, but I got snacks. And I woke up this morning and I feel just terrible. I feel like I need to use the bathroom, but it's like I'm just so bloated.
Go.
I've tried like 3 times.
Oh,
and yeah.
It's that feeling.
It's like, you know, when you just like binge the night before and then you wake up and it's like you're not hungry, but you're also like hungry because your circadian rhythm's like breakfast time. Yeah. And I had to do a bunch of crunches.
Who said, yeah, it's like a drugstore? I think my sister goes, yeah, it's like a drugstore, but delivery.
Yeah, it's super, super, yeah.
It is kind of fun that my entire family listens to this show.
Oh, hello. Hello, Daisy's family.
How's the backtrack? Does that sound good?
I don't know. Let me put on the
I was saying that to
headphones.
My family, but... Have you ever seen the musical Cats? Oh, wow. And they're good. No, the backtrack just ended. That's,
yeah, I can't hear
it. Sad. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, happens. That's probably a cue for us to stop talking and start listening to music.
I was going to say, we should play some hold music.
Like da-da-bum.
Yeah, like go to YouTube and search hold music.
Sorry, I thought that joke would last longer.
It's fine.
We're going to go into some music and then Chris and I are going to talk. Oh, my mom says hi, Chris.
Hi, Daisy's mom. How's it going?
I think that was my mom's number that went in. Oh no, it was my dad. Never mind.
Hello, Mr. Going.
And my mom said the backtrack sounded good, and that she would make a donation for a shirt. It's only during the fundraising period, Mom. And my sister said
we have rules.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't like living in a society
with laws.
And what's a law anyway?
trust you.
And we're back with no backtracks this time because those are really hard to put together. Chris has a message for us in like 2 seconds, but I have to stall apparently. So, rolling, rolling, rolling. Oh, the streets are swollen. You could probably recite it from memory at this point.
Hang on.
You definitely
skipped
it.
I'm gonna find it.
So in the meantime,
it's under miscellaneous.
Let's talk about.
So apparently, Beto O'Rourke's running for president.
Oh, that's like what I didn't want to talk about. I'm not a big
Nobody's
fan.
Nobody's so handsome.
You know who's more handsome and also gay? Pete Buttigieg.
Can we have like a swimsuit portion of the Democratic debate?
Yeah. Honestly, that's what it's going to be like when there are this many people running. Ridiculous.
The talent portion. Amy Klobuchar. Amy Klobuchar can do like the binder shot play.
Yeah, yeah. She can. I mean, she would win the event of who can best abuse their staff. That's true.
Kamala can like do some stand up.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
Kirsten Gillibrand can do whatever she's good at.
She's been doing a lot of yoga on her Instagram recently.
Okay, PSA. It's about bears, everyone. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or in a high tree. Learn more about fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we cares about bears. And you.
Oh, my God. isn't that about keeping yourself safe from bears?
Yeah.
What's
not fun about bear
Merry
safety?
Christmas.
Bear safety is like, I live for bear safety. Nothing gets me going like
bear safety.
Like proper bear safety. Safety around bears.
Hold on, I'm trying to find the Pete Buttigieg clip that I want to play on the show. What?
I'll stall in the meantime.
No, it's fine.
What would other people's talent do? Ooh, okay, you know what? Who's that Hawaiian congresswoman?
She'd
do like a ventriloquism thing with Bashar al-Assad. Or she'd be like, "Hey, Bashar."
I love how like the one headline after her town hall was just Tulsi Gabbard refuses to call Bashar al-Assad a war criminal.
I liked how they were like, "I'm running for president," and the person was like, "What?" And that's a hilarious. And he was like, "Did I miss here?" And he's like, "No, I'm running for president." And then it's like a Jeb Bush, please clap kind of thing.
Yeah,
where people just kind of like, "Oh, okay."
Have you read?
Who is she again?
Have you read Jeb, An American Disappointment?
Is that a book?
No, it's like 10 people on the internet got together and rewrote Hamilton to be the story of Jeb Bush, and the first act is like the Bush administration, like the W. Bush administration. And the second act is him running for president. it's brilliant. The first song, instead of Alexander Hamilton, is just Jeb Bush exclamation point.
Jeb.
And it's brilliant. And it ends with him saying, "Please clap." It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Trump is Aaron Burr. It's fun.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and like I think King George is played by different Democrats throughout the entire like thing. It's good. It's good. I don't know.
Have you seen Hamilton?
Of course I've seen Hamilton.
You know what's fun? Zachary Hertz has not seen Hamilton, and it's fun to bring it up in front of him in like a classist way.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Be like, "Oh my god, I know this show. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Hamilton."
My favorite thing to do is to make people upset about their socioeconomic class.
I mean, I won the lottery, so.
Have you ever played Bored Aristocrat?
What is Bored Aristocrat?
It's when you and your friends pretend to be bored aristocrats, and you just go, "The flambé was tangy." Yes, yes, tangy.
Is it like aiming to like make fun of them, or like?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And is it like a period make fun of them, or like? To be like, "I heard his mistress has rickets."
Oh,
and they're
yes,
like,
yes.
"Oh dear,
I do believe
how shameful for her."
No, you're too interested. You're too interested. You got to be bored. You got to be a bored aristocrat.
Oh, okay. So then, but it's not like some like 2019 like aristocrat. It's like some like.
Oh yeah, no. You got to be. I'm talking like you're about to get guillotined in the French Revolution, bored, but not like about to. Like maybe like 2 months out.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
They're like, "Oh, I do hope that there won't be any guillotines at your cousin's cotillion. Because then it would turn into a guillotillion, don't you think?" Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, of course, yes. Indubitably.
Yeah, Paul McCartney, yes. I don't know.
Have you seen Animaniacs?
Yes.
Great show.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that one of them has like a Beatles accent. Like, "Oh, dear. What do we have here?" Nope, that's bad.
Paul, hang on the thing again. Oh, no.
So, where's that hold music? Can we play bagpipes?
I mean, yeah, we can play Heart of Scotland if you want. But
I don't know. What is Heart of Scotland?
You don't know Heart of Scotland?
Yeah, what's that one that they always play at weddings? It's like...
Yeah, I think that's Heart of Scotland. I'm pretty sure. Hold on. Now I gotta... Heart of Scotland. Right? No. Scotland... Bagpipes. It might be like, okay, let's try Scotland the Brave. Let's see what this does.
Great townhouse.
Oh my gosh. I don't need this advertisement. What are you doing? I hate you.
What? I'm not doing anything.
No, you're gesturing at me rudely when I'm playing your bagpipe music.
I love this. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Okay,
which is on Scotland. Oh, yeah, that is on Sunday.
So I remember during the Scottish vote for independence, I was still rowing crew at the time. And I was in a motorboat going up towards the boats, and I grabbed the microphone. It was the day of the vote. I grabbed like a megaphone, and I put this on my phone, and I put it up to the megaphone, and we were just speeding over a river on like a dark, dreary day, playing this off of a megaphone.
It was real Scottish.
It was the most Scottish I've ever felt, and I'm not even Scottish.
I was gonna say something, but this music is very distracting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This music is so loud.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And a little bit softer now. That's much better. No. There it is. A little bit more. A little bit more. Yeah.
A bit more.
Feeling that? Yeah.
Out damn spot. There's another. That's Lady Macbeth, isn't it?
Yeah, that is Lady Macbeth. It's when there's blood on her hands.
Tomorrow.
I have a funny
creeps in at this petty pace from day to day until the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays like the something.
You could have just made some stuff up and I would have believed it. On my show once
out,
we
out brief candle. Life is but a walking shadow.
On our
show. A poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage. Oh, that's one of those temporary tattoos. It like lasts for 3 weeks.
Oh, I thought it was real. It's really cool.
Chris is pointing to my temporary tattoo. We're going to play some music and not bagpipes this time.
Can I make a request?
Yeah, sure.
Can I play Legally Blonde the musical?
Which song from Legally Blonde the musical? Which, funny enough, I was thinking about Legally Blonde the musical today. Is it appropriate to play Gay or European?
I was gonna request what's that one where she's like instead of where she's like how's this instead of a personal essay, and then it's like everyone just like bopping.
I actually forget which one that is. I'm like literally on it right now.
Or actually, the first one is good. Like, oh my god, you guys, because that is to the letter what Greek life is like.
All right,
I mean for me,
for you, we're gonna play. We're gonna play Legally Blonde musical.
Once on my show, we did jazz plus jazz equals jazz, like in Parks and Rec.
Don't take the freeway! Wait for me!
No one should be
but this dress needs to seal the deal, make a grown man kneel. But it can't come right out and say bride. Can't look like I'm desperate or like I'm waiting for it. I gotta leave Warner his pride. So pride is more implied.
Here she is!
Oh my god, you guys. All this week I've had butterflies. Every time he looks at me, it's totally proposal.
Commission so easy. Excuse me, have you seen this? It just came in. It's perfect for a blonde.
Right, with a half loop stitch on China silk?
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, you can't use a half loop stitch on China silk. It'll pucker. And you didn't just get this in because I saw it in last May's Vogue.
Oh my god, you guys.
I am not about to buy last year's dress at this year's price.
Elle saw right through that salesgirl's lies.
It may be perfect for a blonde, but I'm not that blonde. I may be in love, but I'm not stupid. Lady, I've got eyes.
Oh my god, Elle Woods, sorry, our mistake. Courtney, take your break. Just ignore her, she hasn't been well. Try this latest from the blonde. Go on, try it on. I take care of my best clientele. It's a gift from me to Elle.
Oh my god, you guys. This one's perfect, and it's just my size. See dreams really do come true, you never have to compromise. Oh my god.
Oh my god, oh my god, you guys. Let's go hoping for someone tried. If there ever was a perfect couple, this one qualifies. Cause we love you guys.
No, I love you guys.
Oh my god,
oh my god,
oh my god. You guys. Oh my god!
I get that it's might sound a little cheeky as the youngest guy in this conversation, but I actually think experience is one of the best reasons for somebody like me to be in this. I have more years of government experience under my belt than the president. That's a low bar, I know that. I also got more years of executive government experience under my belt than the vice president, and more military experience than anybody to walk into that office on day one since George H.W. Bush. So I get that I'm the young guy in the conversation, but I would say experience is what qualifies me to have a seat at this table.
Oh man, that was Legally Blonde the musical, the opening number right there. How are you, Chris? Chris is currently munching on an orange. That was really bad timing.
It's so juicy.
So juicy. That's what's about. Wait, my sister sent, I think it's some YouTube clip, and she says that's really for Chris, which I'm assuming this is a Legally Blonde related thing.
I hope
maybe
it's Legally Blonde.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is. Which I'll show you this later.
Is it the whole musical? Because I have it saved in my computer.
It's not, but Jessica probably does too. Honestly, the amount of Broadway bootlegs that woman owns is quite intense. Who said that they want to be on my show? Okay, someone texted me saying they want to be on my show, which is fair. I mean, my show's great. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's up? Any news? Anything cool?
I know.
Can tell that we didn't talk about anything during. We just sang the Legally Blonde song.
Yeah.
It, during the break.
No, actually, I brought you something, Daisy.
Yes. What'd you bring me? I hate you. He never brings me anything.
No.
No. You're the worst. What's up? Why don't we have anything to talk about?
Do you prefer sparkling water or not sparkling
water?
No, I
hate sparkling water.
Good. Sparkling water is
bad. It's annoying. Although, that being said, have you ever had flat, or you must have had flat soda, like...
Yeah.
Have you ever had flat soda without ice? Because it makes you realize that you're just drinking syrup and it's the worst thing in the world. It is terrible. I've got, I currently have, so I was watching this video, on YouTube of someone reviewing rip-off Star Wars fan fiction erotica, and then downloaded it on Kindle, and I cannot
delete it.
I can't bring myself to read it because it's really terrible, but it's on my computer and it's ridiculous. It, like, the thing that won me over was her saying that it starts with a very graphic sex scene, and it does, between two very recognizable Star Wars characters.
Can I guess whomst they are?
They're from the new movies.
Oh, are they ones I don't know?
I mean, you've seen Force Awakens and Last Jedi, right?
No.
Oh, then no. You probably won't know who they are.
Is that Childish Gambino's character?
No, that's Lando, which is he's so good in that movie.
He's funny?
Yeah, he's funny.
I like Childish Gambino. I have a crush on him.
Yeah, of course you do. He's amazing.
Yeah. I want to, like, raise a dog with him.
That's sweet. What would the dog's name be? What kind of dog would it be?
It would be, like, I would love, what's that dog from the Beethoven movies?
Beethoven? St. Bernard, right?
St. Bernard.
Is it a St. Bernard?
It is a St. Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd want to, like, raise a St. Bernard with him, like, in Vermont.
What would you name him?
I don't know.
Redbone.
I'd either also name him after a composer, but also I do that with my fish already.
Brahms.
So, like...
Wait. Wolfgang the Fish is also named after Beethoven.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Isn't Wolf... Oh, no, I'm wrong.
You peasant, read a book.
Yeah, I'm a peasant.
Be cultured.
Okay, I don't listen to...
Be more cultured.
Do you listen to classical music?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yes, I actively do.
What is wrong? You and Danny both listen to classical music, and
it's
it is weird.
No, it's... Well, it's just because I saw this this TED Talk by this, like, eccentric British guy who loved classical music, and he did a spiel about, like, how to understand it. And I was like, great. I get it now, and now I really like classical, and I've liked it, like, since I was, like, 17.
How do you understand classical music? Give me, like, a 2-second.
Ooh, okay, so basically, he compares it to, you've read Hamlet.
Yes, of course.
Why does Hamlet not kill Claudius when he has all those chances?
There's four chances. So there's the one where Claudius is praying, so he knows he would... If he killed him, then he would go to heaven. He doesn't want to. He wants to send Claudius to hell. So there's that one. What are the other ones?
There's, like, the part where he thinks he's gonna kill him, or he's like, "Who's behind the curtain?" And then stabs him.
Polonius.
And it's Polonius. Yeah. But my point is, there's all this, like, stuff of, like, before, like, there's, like, the part with, like, the, like, play, and then there's a part with the chapel, and then there's a part where he kills Polonius, and then Ophelia dies, and there's part with the skull, and then Act 5 comes, and then he can kill him, and. He's like, the play isn't over. The play, like he's like, they people say it's because he's a procrastinator. Or he's like some character. No, it's because the play would be over. So, okay, so, like, obviously you gotta stall with that stuff, and that's what classical music is. It's basically just stalling until you can get to the final, like, chord that brings closure to the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And he compared it to what's the song? Moonlight Sonata.
Yeah.
About how it's like going up and then going down, but but it's the wrong chord. And then it goes up again, and then it gets very excited in the, like, upper portion of the piano, and then it goes down to try to do an E major chord, and oh, then it's an E minor. Then he tries again, and it's an O, and it's an E minor 7. And then he tries it again, and oh, and it's an F. So it's basically just creative and interesting ways to stall
to tease
until
the
that
audience.
Until that final chord progression of, like, yeah.
And I mean, I can kind of get behind that, but that still it still requires, like, a level of, like, ability to pay attention, like, to music, and, like,
it requires,
not a knowledge of music theory necessarily, but
it's not even that, as, like, he, like, spends, like, a lot of the time being like, you're not tone deaf, because if I sing this note and then I sing this note, what's the next note's gonna happen? And he's like, and then the audience hears it, and he's like, yeah, you can just guess it. And, like, it doesn't even have to be, like, knowledge of theory. It's just, like, what sounds right and what gives closure to the listener.
Are you talking about the Bobby McFerrin talk where he's, like, jumping
and he's like getting the audience to like say a note, and
no,
then he like jumps
one.
To the right. Oh, okay.
No, this one's named. Bobby it's McCurran called "The Transformative Power of Classical Music" by Xander something.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Anyone named Xander?
Well, he's real British about it.
Yeah, I guess. And I think like if your name is Alexander, you better stick with Alexander, because that is a great name.
He has like the like crazy like mad scientist from Back to the Future hair.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's a really good TED talk, and it like got me into like really into classical music.
I love yeah. Back to the Future. Yeah, I mean,
anyway, so that's
I will
my,
say
that's
the only
thing.
Time that I like really agree that like one of the only pieces I love of classical music is the 1812 overture, like all 18 minutes of it.
Do you want to listen to Great Mass in C minor?
No,
it's about my booty. Oh, and I'm kidding,
but
no, but we should, but like Great Mass in C minor, it is a sacred, I don't even know what the word is, requiem, I believe is the word, that's like for Christmas that Mozart made.
Yeah, that's cute.
And there's this one, it is called the Trifidiata number 3, and it's a banging song, and that's the end of my story. Actually, I have one more thing to add. Wait, hang on.
You're really thinking there?
Hang on. Give me a second.
Style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks, cold weather. Knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, that was important to know. That was where he's at. He'll keep on digging to the center of the earth. We'll keep on digging, moving in the room. Get to talk, tell us a little bit, but not too much. Right about then, it's where she gave up. She has closed her eyes, she has give up hope. I'm walking the line, I hate to be dreaming in motion.
myself around. I'm walking backwards and forwards. I'm moving twice as much as I was before. I'll be down in there, in the center of the earth. I'll be down in there.
And we're back. Yeah, we got to sign off. The show's almost over.
Oh, no.
Show's almost over.
That's so sad.
I got lost in the sweet, sweet sounds of the Talking Heads.
And the sounds of the radio
oh
station.
Oh, my God. The sounds and smell of the radio station. Ooh, a friend of mine is listening to What a Fool Believes. Great song.
Okay.
Bam, bam.
Bye everyone, thanks for listening to the thing. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Let me talk. We will not be back next week. I mean, will you?
No, I won't. I'll be back the week after. Yeah.
We'll be back in like 2 weeks.
Back in 2 weeks.